You are imagining very clearly. You are the character of Detective Therese on her way to work. You are waiting for the bus at your usual stop, feeling relaxed and calm. A few other people are at the stop waiting for other buses. It's a warm day and the sun is out, and you're feeling pretty good. You see your bus come along and stop, and you get on. As you get on the bus, you notice that there are people sitting on the left-hand side in the row of seats there, and all these people symbolise your to-do list. People you need to take care of, problems you have to take care of, other issues or activities in your to-do list for today. There are some people standing in between the two sets of seats in the aisle. Those people just standing there symbolise people or issues that others need to resolve. You are dependent on them. They are standing and need to get things done. Finally, on the seats on the right, you can see people that symbolise the things that are settled, resolved, and are going along nicely just as they should. Your bus arrives at the stop where you alight. You've been peacefully just observing, just taking in those three different sets of things and looking at them, understanding them, knowing that they're there, but not being deeply concerned or troubled. You get off the bus and you see the bus drive off down the street, turning a corner with all the settled and unsettled things which were of concern to you disappearing. The bus disappears around the corner and you feel a sense of peace and lightness and awareness. You always walk through a beautiful country park to get to your office. You're breathing in the air, the sun is warm. You cross the road at an easy pace and enter into the park, breathing in a sensation of peace and calmness, and breathing out stress and anxiety. As you enter the park, you're struck by the beauty of the scene, the flowers, the grass, the trees, and there's a pool there as well. You've utilized all your five senses to enjoy and connect with the beauty and calmness of this natural environment. You want to connect, harmonize, and integrate with nature, merging with the chi or energy of nature as you walk. Walking through the park now, each of your five senses is alert and alive. You are mindful of each step. You're mindful of feeling the ground, the soil. You're mindful of the smell, the sense of the air. You're mindful of the feelings of the sun on your skin, the warmth. And you're mindful of what you can see, of the patterns, shapes and colours all around you. You can see all the five elements of nature here gathered together in harmony. There's the soil of the ground, the rocks, the very solid stuff that makes everything up, the earth. There's the water of nature that runs through everything, enabling everything to grow, distributing all the nutrients that the roots of the trees and plants absorb. There's also the fire of the sun, and the fire of the chemistry happening inside all the plants, using the energy, creating and growing. The sun gives energy to the entire environment. It's very beautiful. You see the earth, the water, the fire, and you can feel the air connecting everything together. You can see and feel the grass, the trees, breathing in and breathing out, exchanging carbon dioxide for oxygen, the lungs of the earth, refreshing the air with each passing moment. And you feel this sense of being bound together into one great whole. and you can feel each of the four elements in nature interweaving with one another, both in the park and in yourself. As you continue walking through this meadow on your way through the park, you come to a tree, a particularly large, beautiful, strong tree. Your attention is captured by it completely because of its size and strength and beauty. And as you walk up to it, you recognize the five elements of nature in the tree. You can see the structure of the tree strongly attached to the earth. You can sense the solid nature of the matter that makes it up, all the cells being bound to one another in a whole. You can sense the water flowing through the bark, carrying all the nutrients into the different parts of the tree. You can feel and sense the roots releasing moisture into the ground to dissolve nutrients which are then reabsorbed. Other plants, trees, are also connected through the underground water system and creeks in the surroundings. The leaves are capturing the fire from the sun, using the alchemy of photosynthesis to grow and flourish, and you can see the beauty of the growth and energy of the tree. The tree is in harmony with the environment through the air. The wind shakes the canopy and slightly moves the entire tree, which spreads out, covering the same area as the roots beneath the ground, like a gigantic lung, breathing in and breathing out. Everything in harmony. The tree is absorbing carbon dioxide and emitting oxygen. As we breathe in oxygen and emit carbon dioxide in reciprocity with nature. The tree is connected to everything else in the park, animals and humans, including you. You can feel yourself flowing through the center of the tree with the water rising under pressure through the bark, spreading nutrients out to the whole of the tree. You can see the fire and the photosynthesis happening in the leaves. You can sense the blocks of matter that have been piled one on another as new cells and new growth are being made. You can feel and sense how the whole system together actually protects itself and retains its integrity. Because all four elements are harmonized together, creating a powerfully resilient system. You have a deep feeling of harmony and understanding of how these five different themes work together in nature in the tree. As you look at the tree, you drift closer and closer to it, realizing that it's also a mirror for your feelings, for your own emotions, for your life. The five elements of nature are also the five elements of your emotional life. A guide to take care of key emotional aspects of your day ahead, for the roots are attached to the earth and represent your character. You can see three main roots representing the best traits coming from your childhood, the creative and wild ideas from your youth, and the responsibilities and judgment from your adulthood. Remember to be grateful for who you are. The water flowing from the rivers, drifting in the mist, running through the trunk of the tree, represent the relationships that you have. The emotional nourishment that you gain from all the people around you. Remember to be grateful for those you love and who love you. The fire and energy from the sun make leaves colourful and make beautiful flowers come out in the spring. These represent all those things that make you tick, that motivate and interest you, that drive your personal growth. These are things which infuse you with energy, hobbies, interests and activities, the things you love, the things you like to do. Remember to be grateful for everything you enjoy in life. The air is mobilizing the tree. It blows some leaves away and leaves spaces for new ones. The tree occasionally breathes in anxiety and breathes out relaxing thoughts, filling the passing breeze with oxygenated air. Air is action, activity. Remember to be grateful for being an active member of society. The ether surrounds the tree of you and pulls all the elements together. How you connect with your emotions and the emotions from others. How you harmonize your dance through your life. The ether encompasses the roots of your character, the water of your relationships, the fire of enthusiasm and the pure air of energy and action. All are tied together by the resonance of your center and your sense that everything works together. Remember to be grateful. As you feel and sense all these things working together, you can feel and sense how you protect yourself, how you ensure your harmonious interaction in all your environments, so that you can retain the integrity of your own physical system and your own emotional system and your own life system. Breathing in, breathing out. Now, as you are the tree, it is your body, your organism with organs and systems. The five elements of nature are also the five elements of your organism. A guide to be careful, to take care of your organism for the day ahead. The earth represents your solid body structure and organs, skin, bones, muscles, internal organs, arteries and veins, nerves. It's fixed. It's what keeps you alive, your scaffold. Remember to take care of all the parts of your body. The water represents all your fluids, everything that is in flux inside your body. Remember to drink water, to stay active and to move, to be fluid. The fire represents your nutrition, everything that nurtures your body, and you remember to eat healthily, avoiding toxins and things which you know intuitively are not good for you. The air represents your breathing patterns. Remember to think about breathing good air, exercise, practicing breathing exercises. Breathing easily and deeply in a relaxed way. And the ether finally brings all these aspects together in a harmony that is condensed into every cell in your body. Each cell has a structure, fluids, nutrients, and oxygen as sources of energy. Remember that each immune cell thrives in nature, emotional stability, and healthy living.